WEEE monitoring.
It finds CW call. This is N0TR. Always wanted N4EE, except I'm originally from Zero Land 15 years ago. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good afternoon.
My name's Justin. I'm from Four Land, but I couldn't pass up the wonderful CW call sign when I saw it was available. Maybe one day I'll be able to snag one as nifty on, from a Four Land. But Tom, it's nice to meet you. I'm from Wilmington, in North Carolina, on my way through to Paris Mountain and just hanging out around Greenville for the next couple of days.
You said your call was N4EE, is that correct? And the name was Justin?
Negative. The call is K3EE, Kilo 3, Echo, Echo.
I kind of like the N4EE. I've probably worked him before just for kicks and giggles. Mine's pretty good, but boy, that EE, that is cool. That's about as short as you can get.
Yeah, it does have its disadvantages. Once you start sending pretty quick, a lot of times people think it's K4I and or K3I and I'm running a special event. I guess I don't put enough space in between the two E's sometimes.
No problem, and I know I've worked some stations that mine's in zero. The zero's long with the da-da-da-da-da, you know. But the T, they'll pick it up as an E. And I always try to make it, emphasize it that it is a T. And so I'll resend it. Most times I get it right, but I know what you mean. And I do a lot of CW. And you're doing some other things. And you said you're from where at? And you're going to Paris Mountain. I got that.
East North Carolina, down in Wilmington.
Well, they say that Paris Mountain State Park's nice. I haven't been up there. Oh, I'm just running a boar snake through a little item here, if you know what I'm talking about. That's how I got distracted.
Familiar with what you're doing? Intimately familiar, one might say.
Kansas. Now, I'm not from Dodge City, but yes, you're right on track, QSL.
Some skills transverse geographical areas well, and I would say what you're doing is one of them.
I'm getting pretty old, and we don't have a problem here with crime or that. Just, you know, there was some guy going around robbing cars one time in 15 years, and I don't know if they ever caught him or not, but they had him on cameras and that, but people ask me about it, and I always say, well, if they can't run over 1,000 foot a second, they're in deep stuff if they come here.
Yeah. That's what I always tell everybody. They might be faster than me, but they're not faster than my friends.
Aye, aye, Captain. You're right about that. shoot. Well, I just come down the basement. My wife just made some pie dough cinnamon rolls. Whenever she makes a pie with it, if there's leftover dough, well, she makes some little miniature cinnamon rolls, and they're sure good.
My wife does the same thing with her leftover sourdough. She knows I'm a sucker for cinnamon rolls, so she'll make cinnamon rolls out of her sourdough bread.
Great. Really great. Well, let's see what this sounds like. Hey, that's pretty nice. Come across my radio.
Well, my truck's kind of loud, so I struggle to hear some things anyway, honestly.
Say again.
I said I heard it that time.
Nice call. And mine is. And do quite a bit of CW. Maybe we can hook up sometime. I'll look for you on QRZ.
I'm still learning CW. I copy halfway decent, but I'm not copying well enough to do contesting yet. I get overwhelmed. Everybody runs their pitch about the same. It seems like 850 to 950 is where everybody's pitch is, and I struggle to hear it. Once there's three or four calls coming in at once, I just can't even make them out and tell who does what anymore. So, I normally just try and hunt POTA parts with my CW because normally it's only one station answering me at a time.
People that are in those contests are running those black boxes, and they push a button, send their call, and then they push a button and return it if they hear it. And they just sit there pushing the button over and over and over and over. I've been hearing one lately that's that way. It's a de-expedition to the Falklands, and they're running split, of course, and moving around. But when I first started out, I might have to listen to a call two or three times back then, and sometimes even now you'll miss one. But, you know, if they're running split and moving, it gets pretty difficult, and they're usually running 30 to 32 words a minute. I like about 28, but when I try to get in on those, I do run 30, and the last couple of nights I put it up to 32, but that's a booger for me. I got a friend that can do close to 40, but I never could. And I got an Air Force buddy that worked at the big elephant antenna in England, and he was used to copy the Russian intercepts for the Air Force. And we'd get on there and start slow and move up. He could always beat me in the end. But it's ironic you mentioned that, Justin. I got a card sitting over here, which I don't do cards hardly anymore. I got rafts of them. And N2UHC was doing a POTA station, and he's my friend up in St. Paul, Kansas, a little bitty town. And I worked him, and he wrote me a letter and sent me a card. And I hadn't spoke to him in 15 years.
I love getting paper cards in the mail. I do a lot of electronic QSL cards. I do a couple nets and a couple work all award-type nets. And a lot of them are taking eQSL or Logbook of the World, or now there's a couple different QSL sending websites. But I still like the paper cards in my hand, I'll be honest.
One in about the last 5 years, and I'd worked, Chatham Island was on the other day, and I'd worked them in several bands many years ago, but I think it was on 12 meters. And my friend Shane in for ZLK up north of us here, north of Traveler's Rest, I guess you'd say, up in the mountains, sort of. He got down there that night. I told him about it, and he actually worked them. And by golly, I'm just going to do that. And they were on, what am I thinking? The automatic one you do on PayPal. I'm losing it in my old age. But I just done it through that, and I'll get a card from them after they get back and get settled down. That's the only one I sent for in about the last 5 or 10 years. But I don't blame you when you're starting out. It's kind of interesting. And I used to get some beautiful cards. And I don't do the bureau anymore. I used to get stacks of them, and I just don't do it anymore because I don't want to have to respond to them. And the bureau's a little different now on what they charge and that, and I don't care about the price, but I still get a few come in through the zero QSL area, though.
Friday. Sorry, but I was at an interesting intersection I needed to navigate through. I've never gotten a single card from the bureau before. not one, but and I'll tell you, some of these places are charging astronomical prices for their card, and some of them have beautiful paper and great quality to the finish, and it's amazing. And then other places are still charging top dollar, and you could print off on a piece of notebook paper, and it'd be better than what they're doing.
I've had it about 35 years, Justin, and the ones that it give you a funny feeling to get were like from different areas of Russia, and the paper quality was extremely poor. It come through the bureau, and it might take a year or two, even more. I've got them that were 4 or 5 years old, but it would be, and it was these. This guy, and he was standing by his airplane that he flew during World War II, the dive bombers, you know, that whistled when they, Stuka dive bombers, I think they call them, and you could just tell that they go down to a community radio station, and they take turns operating the gear because they just can't afford it themselves. Now, that's been quite a few years ago, but I wouldn't be surprised if they still do it, but which is not a bad idea, and so they use a common gear. But they're some of the best CW operators in the world over there in Russia. I'm not a fan of Russia. I was in the United States Navy, and them or China, military, not the people. I'm not a fan of, if you get my meaning, this is NZRO-TR.
Their governments have done a wonderful job at placing propaganda and building up their arms. And what's terrifying is that the rate China is building up their Navy lately, you know, Russia's so poor right now, they couldn't afford a war, an all-out war for 12 months, and it'd be a war of attrition for them and starvation. But China's what scares me lately. I mean, they're building an aircraft carrier every 12 to 18 months.
I don't think you're exaggerating. I don't think they can build one in that amount of time. But yes, they are building them. They're building one very similar to our CVAs. I flew off of a CVS, which was a World War II carrier that had been converted with an angle deck and that. Back in the 60s, and then I flew in the P-3 Orions. But the thing that, and you're the only one smart enough to know that I've talked to on the radio, and I know I got some military friends that are privy to that, but our government, especially this last one, has let the dry docks and places that we build these, the jobs they've let go, and the system that's there to build ships has deteriorated so much, the Chinese are building 3 or 4 to 1 over ours. And I think they're wanting to, well, Ronald Reagan had a 600-ship Navy back a few years after I got out, and now we're down to like 345 or so. But they're building a carrier right now that has electromagnetic catapults, and they got J-35 fighters, which they stole from us. They're identical to the F-35, at least in looks. And nobody else has got electromagnetic catapults instead of steam in the world, but they're doing, and I would say they stole that information too.
I think I'm getting a little far away from the machine, so I'm going to sign off. K3EE, I'm going to QSY and try to find another machine.
I think 285 is a good one, which is Anderson. Anyways, been very nice talking to you, and you're up on things. Good to hear somebody is, Justin. K3EE in 0TR, 73, and have a nice day.
4ZLK.
Your ears were burning, I guess. I was just talking about you.
I pulled over to get some fuel, and I opened the back door so I could keep listening to you, and you started, that's when you mentioned me. I'm still looking for that card. I haven't gotten it yet.
And great to hear you this afternoon. It takes them a little time after they get back because they got tens of thousands, I guess. But they did confirm on Logbook of World on my LTW page. But I transmitted a minute ago. I thought I transmitted Justin's call sign, but I did a K4EE, and he was K3EE. Boy, that's a good call sign. I always admired that K4EE. Wouldn't that be a dandy?
I heard you. I thought you did N4EE. I must have missed a couple there. But I remembered what I was going to tell you yesterday or the day before when I lost my train of thought.
Do that, Shane. My mistake. I thought he had said N3EE and it was K3EE. He corrected me. But you're exactly right. You're on the ball. I'm going to put a star on the wall for you. That was, let's see here, key. I turned it down to 28.
It's starting to come a little better for me. The like just being able to pick up calls pretty quickly unless they send them really fast. But I was going to tell you, the other night I was looking around, you know, looking for some DX, and somebody spotted Bill, N4IQ, as a DX station.
I don't hear much of him on here anymore, but he's a great guy, and he's the finest CW operator I know. Let's see if I can do this right. MC, he was K3, wasn't he? So, yep. That's a nice call. Yeah, and there's an N1IQ that's on there quite a bit too, Shane.
I may even contacted him, an N0TH, the other day.
Where was he at? Colorado's got a lot of zero calls up there.
This is Missouri. Does that sound right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It could be Nebraska or Iowa. I think North Dakota, South Dakota. I'd have to look. Let's see. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, and Colorado is zero.
Interesting how they assigned the call numbers or the areas. If they went around the coast and then came back down the middle.
Correct. I don't know how many years ago they done that. Used to be if you moved, you had to reapply for the area that you were in.
That because my father-in-law had to do that, and he got N4ZLK. And then when he passed on, I got it. They started the vanity program or option not long after he passed away. He passed away in 96, and I think I had this call by 98.
Much to do that. I wanted my grandson to do it. I've been trying to bribe him, and I don't know why he won't. I mean, you could read that book in 8 hours and pass the test, but so far, no joy. But what you got to do, like, if I pass away, what you got to do to get my call sign? First of all, you have to be extra class.
Yeah, well, at least at that time, you had to be qualified for that class. So you had to, you know, whatever license you were looking for, you had to be qualified or pass that test. But if I remember correctly, I think I had to send a copy of my license and a copy of the death certificate with the request form. I just made a photocopy of the death certificate and then with a request form to have his call.
RLA, I assume.
I'm thinking it was the FCC. But it was a long time ago, and this was before the internet, so I had to put it in an envelope and mail it in.
That makes sense. And nowadays, I'm not even smart enough to remember the system I used last time. You've got to have a number from the and, they changed that. sometime back, but I don't remember what the qualifications are, and I'd have to look and see when my license expires, and it would be up on, let's see what this one says. No, that's an old one. 2026. Well, that's a ways off.
I think mine's 2028. But yeah, you have to have an FRN number so that you can access your license, which is the only one out there. Pretty soon you'll have to have a number so you can access your FRN number so that you can access your license.
It's an N0TR. I got this one in August of 2016, the last time I renewed. And my first one, I think yours was before mine, it was 93.
The beginning of 91. I just got married, met Beth, and we got married in August of 90. And then that Christmas, or that winter, I was taking classes. In fact, I don't know if Bill was teaching any of the classes. I didn't know who he was then, but he did sign off on my certificate of successful completion, and he still had the same call. So, but I didn't know him at the time. It was just years later after I'd met him, I found it, and I was looking at it and realized his signature was on my certificate.
Better than Bill's, I'll tell you for sure. He mostly messes around with the DX clubs now, I think, and South Carolina DX club, and then Greer. And I just don't feel up to going to those. And Greenville's on the other side of town, and I don't like fighting the traffic and that at night to go over there. I can see fine. I got 20/20, but I don't know. The more you're out there on the road, as you know, the more chances you got.
Understand that. I haven't been to a club meeting in years, but I'm actually off on Mondays, and my thought was, oh, good, I can start going to club meetings now, but apparently I've missed the last couple and just didn't even think about it. And my wife is calling me. Let me get this. He enjoyed it. N4ZLK.
N0GR. I got to step away, too.
Kerchunk.
Illegal transmission, N0TR.
And not illegal.
It is if you don't give a call sign.
Right there.
Don't know if you know it or not, but we have the ability to triangulate your location within a few milliseconds, so be careful. Fox Hunt is much more sophisticated, and everything you say is recorded.
Justin, right there, my friend.
Well, if you haven't got a call sign, I'm not talking to you anymore anyway, so have a good day, N0TR. Just thought I'd let you know.
A good day as well.